It's 8 a.m. Eastern, April 16th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up 0.5% at $63,055. ETH is up 0.5% at $3,080. Binance Coin is down slightly at $542. What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit 1 million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR. Decentralized exchange CVEX has secured $7 million in funding across pre-seed and seed rounds. The funds will be utilized for launching CVEX's mainnet during the summer. The exchange aims to revolutionize derivatives trading by providing transparent and cost-effective futures and options trading for cryptocurrency holders. Notably, it offers features like no funding fees for futures trading with leverage. The mainnet will launch on Arbitrum and support user wallets across Ethereum, Optimism, Base, and Solana. Well, Puffer Finance has secured $18 million in a Series A funding round. The round was structured as a simple agreement for future tokens, valuing Puffer at $200 million. This follows earlier funding from Binance Labs and a grant from the Ethereum Foundation. Puffer aims to enhance Ethereum's decentralization by lowering entry barriers for validators and integrating proof of staking with actively validated services. Well, Charles Parks III from Nebraska allegedly stole $3.5 million in cloud computing services to mine around $1 million in Ether, Litecoin, Monero, and other cryptos in a scheme known as cryptojacking per the U.S. Department of Justice. He faces charges of wire fraud, money laundering, and illicit monetary transactions related to the purported actions. Parks was arrested on April 13th and could face up to 20 years in prison. The FBI and private sector cooperation led to Parks' arrest, demonstrating efforts to combat cybercrime. And finally, the floor price of Bored Ape Yacht Club NFTs has hit its lowest point since August 2021, declining by over 90% from its all-time high 2 years ago. As of Monday, the floor price dipped to approximately $34,000, marking the lowest since August 2021, despite once being endorsed by numerous celebrities, including Kevin Hart and Justin Bieber. Yuga Labs, the creator, declined to comment on this decline. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.